Don't know if you're one prone to casting a line, but and whether or not you've noticed anything different as of late, but a study conducted by researchers at the University of Tasmania, along with Trinity College in Dublin from June last year, shows that a fish's body size can change with the warming and I suppose then cooling of sea temperatures. The study consisted of 350-odd coastal fish species across the Australian base. I guess looking at how climate change might be affecting our scaly friends in the deep as much as it's projected to affect us humans over the next few decades. Joining us now to discuss is Dr. Shane A. Richards, Senior Lecturer at the University of Tasmania. How's it going there, Shane? Are you there?
Oh, I am. Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for joining the show. I'm hoping it's a little bit cooler there in Tasmania, lovely Tasmania, the Apple Isle, because I think it's meant to be pretty smoky outside. But I guess, first of all, I'll ask you, what was this study looking at in a bit more detail, and I guess what was your involvement?
Sure. So we're interested, well, one of the projects that we're interested in is on the role of climate change and how it's impacting marine communities. And there's this idea around that as environments get warmer, species should adapt and get smaller. And so, and this has been predicted to be particularly strong in marine environments. And so the argument roughly goes is that as it gets warmer, sort of your metabolic costs, so the energy that you need to perform your daily activities increases with temperature. And as you get bigger, your ability to use oxygen decreases. And so maybe one adaptive solution is to get smaller. So we've got this broad-scale prediction that as things are getting warmer, things should get smaller. And so you wanted to test that. And it's hard to test, but luckily, in recent years, there's been some surveys, or there's a reef life survey program where citizen scientists and professional divers go off and every year perform a bunch of surveys. They go out and they count fish. And so we've got this fantastic long-term large data set that covers all of Australia. And so we can now ask these sort of big scale questions. Can we see any evidence that fish are getting smaller? And so my involvement in this project was mostly on the what's the statistical side. So trying to develop a model to try and see through all this noisy data, is there in fact any pattern of a change in body size growth? And lo and behold, we did find some patterns, but to our surprise, it wasn't maybe what we expected, which is this idea that fish may be getting smaller. And in fact, we found a bit of everything's going on. So half the species we looked at, and as you said, there's about 350-odd species we're able to look at. Just over half of them, we could see a trend in terms of, you know, whether they look like they're getting bigger or smaller. And just over half of them looked like they were getting smaller, but there was a good chunk of them that looked like they were getting bigger as well. So quite a mixed result there compared to what we thought. And we sort of did it nifty in two ways. So we looked across space. So we asked the question, we looked at the distribution of each species and said, in your northern part of your range, where it's generally warmer, are you typically smaller or larger at your northernmost range? And again, as I said, about half, a bit more than half the species showed a trend, but they weren't all certainly smaller at their northern end of the range. And then we asked the opposite question. We said, well, what about in time? So in these sites where we've got good data on whether temperature's increasing at a site, did we ask the question, were individuals of a species getting bigger or smaller at their site? And the same result happened. So about half the species showed some evidence of getting smaller or larger at a particular site. And the neat thing was that we could, the same three species, the same pattern we saw in space was happening in time. So if they were getting smaller at the northern end of their range, it typically meant they were getting smaller over time as well. So we had this nice little match there of space and time. So that was neat.
So it sounds then that obviously the ecosystem is having an effect on the fish. I know anytime we talk about whether like a species is going extinct or this, that and the like, that it has an effect then on the ecosystem, almost the opposite effect. Are we seeing that? Does the increase in these species' size over a projected time or a projected size then potentially have an effect on the ecosystem around them, whether it be other fish, other marine life, or, yep. I don't know, coral and such?
Yeah, absolutely. So the marine environments are really interesting, particularly when it comes to body sizes. So, you know, it's a very rough rule of thumb, but if you're a fish in the environment, you know, you'll eat whatever fits in your mouth, you know, unless it's too small to be of much nutritional value to you. So size plays a really important role in marine communities in terms of who's interacting with who. And so if we've got some changes, now we don't know exactly why we're seeing these patterns that we're seeing, mm-hmm. but part of it might be sort of that some species are moving around and coming into new areas, and we know that. There's a lot of species that are particularly moving southwards in their distribution. So you've got this new prey source of different sizes that can disrupt who's eating who, essentially. And so part of my role as a researcher here at UTAS is to try and develop mathematical models that try and understand better the role that this size is playing in these different species. So who is now able to eat who, and who's now being predated by someone else, and what's the outcome of those interactions? But it's quite complicated, and certainly hard to just do a thought experiment as to what's going to happen. This is sort of where the modelling side comes in.
Is there any, I guess, plans then to go further into the research to maybe find out why it is that they're getting larger, rather than just seeing that they are?
So one possibility is it's just the outcome of these species interacting with each other. So it's now harder for some species to grow to their maximum size because mm-hmm. now they're being predated upon. And so on average, they're smaller because they're just not escaping predation pressure to get to these larger sizes.
Right.
And we've got a grant going in today to try and look at the distribution of sizes within a species to ask the question, does that help us understand what's going on? So if you're getting all your species all your individuals in a species growing to sort of a large-ish or a similar size, then it suggests that they're all surviving to get to their maximum body size. But if the species are showing that only very few individuals get to large sizes, then that's sort of suggesting that they're being predated upon or something's taking them out of the system. So sort of the distribution of sizes of fish within a species maybe tell us a little bit about the sorts of pressures that they're facing. And so we're trying to build some models now to try and better understand the distribution of fish sizes. And maybe that can give us some insight